I can't blame them for that because they're used to building through the free agency.
And I understand that. But what I'm saying is that they had to, at some point in time, look into the future. Like, where are we going? Now they have two pieces that I feel like you can, one, I know you can build.
But bro, hold on, let me stop you, man. Because you're talking like Lakers can't build a championship team, bro.
That's not what I'm saying, Rod.
But so, but your criticisms right now is like, are you saying, really?
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show, but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
what do you think? I need for me. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Dead End Sports. We're getting together. Got to my left, FIFO. What's up? Smartest sports analyst you've never heard of, but you're going to get to know him now. To my right, the 430, producer extraordinaire, picking at his nails. Missing is 12 Kyle, who was unable to shoot today, but... you know, and shout out to him, man. We miss you, man, but we'll catch you Tuesday on the podcast. What you guys should listen to every Tuesday, 9 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/deadendsports. If you miss anything, you can subscribe to the iTunes podcast and catch it there, or Stitcher, wherever you know, SoundCloud, you get your box. SoundCloud, a little bit of SoundCloud. I've been slacking on that a little bit. But yeah, man, hit that iTunes, man. Leave us a rating too. But it's just three of us, and a lot has happened, you know, and we needed to
address it.
Talk about it, man. This free agency has been insane. You're talking about an NBA free agency where you know, $1.4 billion was spent first day of free agency. You know, a lot of people to move, a lot of the rumors that people were saying, you know, or putting out there throughout the season didn't come true. So let's jump out there, man. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's start with the Cavs. They've made a lot of moves. They basically resigned every damn body.
As they should. They were, what, two games away from a championship with a dismantled, you know, injury-riddled roster?
And no bench.
So, yeah. Like, what moves did they have? They didn't have to make no moves. They just needed to make sure everybody was coming back.
Put up the money.
Yep,
that's pretty much all I had to do. Just
Dan
put up
Gilbert,
the dough.
Sign that check.
Yep.
For Dan Gilbert, it's all about put up or shut up. Yep. And, you know, you wrote that letter to the best basketball player on the planet. He decided to come back. Now it's about signing them checks and putting your money where your mouth is. And he's doing that. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to win a check, you can't do it on the cheap side. You're going to pay some luxury tax.
50-something million is what he's estimated to be paying, you know, in luxury tax. Were you surprised? We all knew that they're going to bring back Shumpert, Tristan Thompson, Mozgov. You know, they picked up his option, which made sense. Blatt said, have you guys seen what Blatt
said? Yeah, they're winning the championship.
What did Blatt say?
Blatt said they're winning the championship next year.
Cleveland might be winning the championship. It's going to be a
part. What do you think about that, B? Because people already saw it. What do you think about that? What do you think about Blatt just going on record right now saying we're winning the championship next year?
I mean, I understand why he would feel that confident, because like FIFO stated earlier, they was two games away from winning the championship without Kevin Love, with nothing pretty much. So now, you know, if you, of course we can't predict the future, but like if you have a healthy Kyrie Irving that's balling, a healthy Kevin Love, if you add a couple of those pieces that we just mentioned.
JR's number four option.
You know, so I'm just saying, if you consider those pieces that we just mentioned that they might add in as well, I mean, I don't have an issue with him saying that. I would probably feel that way if I know I'm coaching that squad next year. I'm like, look, I think we got a shot at making a run to this title and getting this championship next year. Who else in the Eastern Conference right now are you looking at?
Well, Greg Monroe just signed to the Bucks.
They're not
who
ready
else
yet.
In the Eastern Conference? Who else in the Eastern Conference that you be like, okay, this team is going to give them a run?
Greg Monroe got three years for $50 million. Y'all think that's a good deal for the Bucks? What do you think about him on that Milwaukee team and not going
it might
to
work.
New York?
I mean, because you figure, you know, Kidd did a good job his first year at Milwaukee. They went to the playoffs. They, you know, they kind of pushed Chicago a couple. They beat them, what, two games, right? Did they push them to six? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they pushed Chicago to six. Yeah. And without Jabari Parker, now you got Jabari Parker returning. You have a solidified power forward that can go and get you points in the paint. So, hey, you know. Like and they signed that other dude, too, Middleton.
Chris Middleton. 70
so,
mil.
Yeah, so yeah. Another overpaying player. But, you know. But
I think he could develop into that 70 mil.
I don't think he's overpaid because of his age. What he brings to that roster, they need that because they don't have another guy that can hit a jump shot outside of Jabari when he comes back. So I like Greg Monroe there. I like what the Bucks are doing. They're not ready yet, but they will be in the next year or two. They will. They just need
to. It was a playoff team.
Exactly.
Without Jabari Parker.
Exactly. They just need to make more playoff runs, get heartbroken, and learn.
If they make the playoffs, whoever they face in the first round, they're going to push them again. It's going to be like, whoa. Milwaukee's not a. Yeah, young.
Talented, athletic, long.
And with a good coach, that's confident. Like, you know, he got Jason Kidd coming off his first year with Milwaukee.
They'll probably fire Kidd and bring us home.
Don't say it. Don't you say it. But no, I'm just saying, but for real, Jason Kidd got to be feeling confident, though. Seriously. Like, now you adding these pieces. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I'm surprised y'all.
Go ahead, bring it up.
The Lakers. Like, why nobody ain't talking about the Lakers, man? Like, why no one's talking about the Lakers?
All right, so Aldridge.
Why no one want to go to the Lakers? Why?
Because I've been saying it for a year. I'm not changing what I'm saying. Look, there's two ways that you build. You rebuild through free agency, you build through the draft. There's only two ways to do it. Where Kobe is right now, he's not attracting other guys to play with him. Why? Because he's on the decline. And we know that he only has a year or two left. So if I'm somebody that just late 20s, early 30s, why am I going to go there? Because you're not going to be here no more. And the other guys that you have to replace you, you know what I'm saying, for future Laker glory, they're too young. They're too young. They're pups. They have to be in the league 2-3 years just to gain that experience. Because remember OKC years ago, right, when they were the number 8 seed and they pushed the Lakers 7 games, Russell Westbrook was 21 years old. KD was 22 or 23. And James Harden was like 20 or 21. So they're not. The Lakers are not far, they're just young. And if I'm a guy that's a franchise player right now,
but the Lakers don't have that type of talent on their team. We don't know what D'Angelo Russell is going to be. He's
special.
You think he could?
I think he's special.
You do too?
Mm-hmm. He's special.
You seen him, man? Like, this dude is nice, kid.
Ken, there's certain things you can't and feel for the game is one of them. And
you own Russell?
Yeah, I mean, he can shoot, he can dribble, he can do everything.
Just like when Kyrie Irving, I was telling people when Kyrie Irving played them 10 games to do, I was like, look, I'm telling y'all, Kyrie Irving is that dude. And I'm like, he plays like the game just comes to him easily. And Russell is kind of, I'm not saying he's on that same level, but like when I watch him, I mean, he's I'm like, okay, Russell, he plays like he got a feel for the game, so.
So
I was just still iffy on why they picked him over, you know, Okafor.
Because
you know,
they thought they can get
somebody in the free agent. They thought they can get Aldridge. They thought they can get Cousins.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is where they went wrong in the Aldridge meeting is what they're saying is that they focused on the past and less on the future. And Aldridge want to know, like, what's in the future.
And, you know, they said that they started that presentation with all of the off-the-court advantages that LA brings. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the Lakers and the Knicks are somewhat rooted in the past of like, oh, we're a big media market. This is big media market.
Yeah.
Like this is all you need. You don't need to be in New York and LA to get those same opportunities that you once needed to be in those cities for. So I think that's what they're trying to convey and that's irrelevant.
You said on the show Tuesday that you see LaMarcus going to San Antonio.
San Antonio is perfect for him. Perfect. And how B always says, like, that's going to extend Tim Duncan's career another 3 years. You know what I'm saying? That extends LaMarcus's career to 19 years if he wants to play.
A smart coach that know how to utilize him.
Exactly. So now it's just retooling those pieces because I think a Tony Parker will fall off. So what are you going to do?
Right.
So you're going to have to bridge some gaps. But you have Kawhi and you have LaMarcus.
You can build around
those two pieces right there.
Yep.
So that's right there is the best situation because not only are they offering something in the present, they have the past to that is a foundation for you to win, and they have a future in Kawhi. And even if Popovich steps down from coaching, you don't think none of them other people that he got on that sideline with him can't take over?
What's it called? Deal with Atlanta.
Exactly. And he's running the whole show now.
Yeah,
man. San Antonio is where to go. No state tax, and you close to home. That's a win-win-win-win-win. Like, come on. When you look at San Antonio where they are, because they've done it the right way. They've drafted the right way. When you look at the Lakers, who have they drafted?
Kobe? Well, no, they didn't draft.
But what I'm talking about, young.
Randall? Russell?
Okay, as of late, because they've had high draft picks, but what I'm saying is that they haven't drafted well to have those.
They haven't drafted late well like the Spurs have drafted
exactly
late well.
To build that foundation and that roster around your guys.
You can't blame them for that because they're used to building through the free agency.
And I understand that, but what I'm saying is that they had to, at some point in time, look into the future. Like, where are we going? Now they have two pieces that I feel like you can. One, I know you can build.
Bro, hold on, let me stop you, man. Because you're talking like Lakers can't build a championship team, bro.
That's not what I'm saying, Rod.
But your criticisms right now is like, are you saying really?
The Lakers had some moves that got blocked or didn't happen, and I give Mitch Kupchak, you know, a lot of credit for trying to pull those off. But at the same time, that didn't work. So what else were they trying to do? And just where the Lakers are right now is where I said that they needed to be in a while ago. You needed to be bad to get good, because that's the only way that you get good young players. So for me, I like where the Lakers are. I like where they are right now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when Kobe leaves, they're still not going to be a playoff team. They're still going to add more young talent. But that's where you have to look at. You have to let the D'Angelo Russells and the Julius Randles of the world become somebody in the NBA. Once they become somebody, then you're looking like, okay, these two guys are established. They're up and coming. If I come, we will have something. And I think that's what the Spurs have.
So you think that's going to take 4 years for somebody to see that, though? If they don't get it before 4 years, it's not happening.
With the way people are signing contracts, who's going to be out there?
I think that the reason why I said 2 to 4 years is because that's when those two young pieces will be able to give you championship level basketball. That's the beginning of their going and ascending into the playoffs. They're too young to do it right now. They need some time.
All right.
And a veteran guy's not going to go there to waste time. He wants to win now.
We got a couple of players that signed some massive deals. Anthony Davis is one.
Yes.
You know what? 145, 5 years.
Yes.
Them locking Anthony Davis in, I think it's really on the front office, to kind of put those surrounding pieces around him.
Like, so
within these next.
Yeah.
It was, of course, because he's going to be that guy, man. He's going to be that guy.
145.
Yeah. I mean, he's going.
The new LeBron.
Yeah.
He's going to be that guy. I mean, I ain't going
to. New Shaq.
Yeah.
I mean, when LeBron talking about not in terms of ability,
I'm
talking about in terms of he's that star,
the number one player in the NBA
over KD.
Yes, he leapfrogged
Russell.
Yes,
he's leapfrogged KD because of injuries.
Because of injuries.
Okay,
but I even think because of skill set. I think once he gets like he hasn't. He's nowhere near. He's nowhere near it.
So y'all cool with 5 for $145?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm a GM, I'm locking him.
Okay.
You gotta think New Orleans.
$200.
Yeah, you gotta think New Orleans is a small market city, you know. Mm-hmm. So you want to try to do something kind of attractive to attract a superstar of that magnitude. So
yeah,
now at this point,
he is, man. He's
yeah. So now at this point, Ken,
I'm watching him all next year.
At this point, you got the. If you're a GM now, okay, we locked this guy.
Yeah.
We got him, and he said he's committed. He said I am here for the long haul.
He did.
So now at this point, him saying that, all eyes on that front office.
His numbers look great.
Yeah, because now you gotta put those good pieces around him. If you can't do that within this 5 year span, and y'all still a round one and exit team.
Think about it, man. He go anywhere, that team is going to the playoffs.
Team championship
just contender. About anywhere.
Anywhere.
Like they might win the finals.
From now, what he's been able to do this year.
Yes.
You put him on any team, they're going to the playoffs.
You put him on Lakers, you put him on Cleveland, you put him on the Heat.
Anywhere.
They're going to the playoffs and they're going to be scary.
Does he have the killer instinct that a guy of his skill set need to win?
I think I've seen enough.
Yeah. It just so happened the freaking Golden State Warriors was just
a far superior team. I'm just talking about what you guys have
seen. Oh, from what I've seen in the playoffs. Dude,
he can play, but does he have
his
that
first
wheel?
His first stage this year in the playoffs? He impressed me.
He got that eye, man.
He got that eye, man. He got. He
was not a believer yet.
Really?
I see the.
Nah,
I see the numbers. Can't. I see the ability.
That dude is all over the court.
Dude,
like he's all over the court. He's scary all over the court.
Yes.
Like it's not many
on
people
both
like
sides.
That.
On both
KD,
sides.
KD was like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you like this. Anthony Davis is the epitome of positionless basketball.
Yep.
Where do you want to put him? What team you want to put him on? It don't matter, bro. It don't matter
he'll
who you play
in,
next.
In where he fit in.
He'll, yep. Bro, and he'll dominate.
Right.
And he'll put up them stupid numbers. It's crazy. This dude is that next guy. And I think he's leapfrog KD for this reason. He's more of an impact on both sides of the court, yep, than KD is.
Y'all cool with that? You
I'm
guys
cool
are
that.
Cool with?
I'm fine with that.
Lillard getting 120 for 5 years?
Hell yeah, he earned it.
120.
He earned it.
He's got 145, and he's a transcendent player.
Cap going up. That's all I'm gonna say. Cap going up because that's 30 more than Kyrie. I don't think he's worth 30 more than Kyrie, but I just think it's timing when he signed versus when Kyrie
well,
signed.
They're gonna sign anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, like LaMarcus is gone.
And then he would have been an unrestricted free agent. Don't you think that somebody else would have offered that amount, maybe more?
He wanted to stay.
Yeah. And do you want to let that go? Like, nah. You want to? What you got then?
He's cold blooded. He got the eye.
Yeah, and he's like, young as heck. He's freaking young. So
he struggled a little bit last year though. Yeah, in spots,
but,
in the playoffs a little,
but, you know he's young. He's going to learn.
He should have learned the year before, right?
All of them learned. Isaiah had to learn. I mean, all of them learned.
He's only played 3 years.
Like, he's only played 3 years. So learning from year two, like going into year three, the whole
like they zoomed in on him. It's like, yo, you're not gonna do nothing. And you're right, he did struggle in spurts, but he figured it out a little bit. But he needs to go through those struggles because now this upcoming year, I know what y'all did. I worked on that. You're not gonna do it again. So it's kind of like, that's why I said year 4 or 5 for these guys. That's when you know. That's when you know.
So the Spurs got a bargain. Kawhi Leonard, 90 years for 5.
Well, you know, okay.
Oh, yeah,
so,
Danny, and they got Danny Green for low.
Because they're like, this dude supposed
but,
to be
but
like.
You know, but you know that's a max contract when you come out of your rookie deal.
Yeah.
It's like 5 years, $90 million is the minimum max that you can get. That's the reason why Draymond signed for less than max at 85. So he saved him $5 million. Yeah. But once you hit $90 million, that's considered max.
Did it make sense for Draymond to go back?
Yeah.
What do you think the market bear for him if he decides
he was
going to
get around that price tag right there?
You think he's worth that?
To that team. To
anybody
that
else,
team.
Though.
There's some other teams that can use him in that way, but
so
those teams are already winners, and they don't have the cap space to pay him.
So he's a product of that system.
Who, Draymond?
Slightly.
Say what you say?
He's a product of that system. No, his skill set is his skill set, but he's able to use that skill set for that team. Okay. Not every team needs him to do that. That team needs him to do that, and that's what he does best. That's why it works there.
I was just kind of hoping the Pistons would.
So you wanted him. Yeah, so you would have taken him.
Because now with Monroe gone, we had that perfect, even though we got a stretch forward, but we, Draymond Green.
He would have been perfect.
And he's from Michigan.
Yep.
Like, you know, that was a consideration. I wouldn't have minded us paying him that much bread. I'm like, cool, we got our small forward now, we got our power forward.
Like you better than Josh Smith,
man,
huh?
Hell yeah.
All right, Miami. Goran Dragic, he's coming back. 5 years, $90 million. I think that's good. Wade's coming back, 1 year, $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the man, he's worth it.
Is Bosh gonna be okay?
He's worth Bosh will be fine.
Bosh.
He's making Bosh is making 22 next year, Wade's making 20. Wade's still the main guy on that team, regardless of what you guys say.
Agreed.
You were arguing with me earlier, though.
I just said that I don't think that his on-court value is worth $20 million. Now, this one year, like I said, not $20 million over across 3-4 years.
All right.
This 1 year, I give him that. And then, to me, it all depends on who else they're able to bring in. So I don't think that Wade over the course of the next 3 years is worth $20 million each of those years. But he's earned his $20 million this year. I'm not arguing it. It's a 1 year deal. And then we don't know who else they're gonna bring in, and we don't know how much that salary cap is gonna jump up where you can pay him his $20 million and get somebody else.
You like it, B?
So
Wade, $20 million, 1 year, Goran Dragic.
Give give him. That's fine. I'm cool with that. I don't have an issue. You have an issue with that? You think you should?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say like that's.
I think next year they need to get this long-term deal.
You got Winslow over there now.
They'll be scary next year. Millsap stayed with the Hawks, but they lost to Mark Carroll. Do you think the Carroll loss will impact them at all? And what do you think about Millsap staying?
I don't think that the Damari Carroll losing is going to impact them that much. I think more so on defense than offense because draft day we got Tim Hardaway Jr. And I think Tim Hardaway Jr. and his offense in this, I think he's going to be better than Damari offensively. Defensively, we're going to lose a little something.
And Damari was a 3 and D player.
I think Tim Hardaway got to get better on defense. And I think his ceiling offensively is way higher than Damari Carroll. I think we retooled pretty nicely, you know, because you know you're going to lose something. Exactly. And then now we got Tiago. So I like the moves that the Hawks have done. I tell you this, though, I don't think the same Damari Carroll we saw in Atlanta, we're going to see in Toronto.
I agree with that.
That's gonna be a complete.
He got his payday.
He got his payday just because of this Atlanta team. Yep. I agree. Yep. I completely agree. And I think with Tiago Splitter, I think that's gonna put Al Horford at his natural position. Because I got sick of seeing him playing center. Because I'm like, he's not a.
He could play it, but he's not a starting five.
Let's burn through the rest. We got Jimmy Butler coming back for the Bulls. You guys like that?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a good break. I think he won Most Improved Player, right?
All defensive second in the first team.
You agree with FIFO saying earlier that he should be the number one option over Derrick Rose?
Scoring option? You can probably say that. Because, I mean, I guess this year you didn't really see flashes of Derrick Rose like really taking over offensively. Like, Butler was that dude. Butler was scoring 30, 35 a game. You know what I'm saying? Not saying he averaged that.
Butler resigned.
Yeah, Butler resigned. So 95. So yeah, you can. You know, he's a shooting. He's a scoring guard.
He's a player option.
Yeah.
Third year. He's trying to make that money.
You like Monte Ellis in Indy?
Oh, so that's official now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Okay. For me,
they needed a two.
They needed a two, and they needed scoring. I don't know if I like him there, but what he brings to that team is what they needed. So I'll see how Frank Vogel makes that work.
Clippers got Stevenson. You think he gonna do good over at Clippers?
No. I think he made his money in Indiana by his foolishness.
Doc Rivers gonna make it work? You don't think so?
We'll see. I thought Stevenson was overrated.
Lance and Austin Rivers are going to dominate that second string.
We'll see. I'm gonna hold you to that.
That's right, because JJ Redick's still gonna start. Who's gonna be the small? Because now Matt Burns. Oh, that's right. Paul Pierce did sign with them too.
He signed with who?
With Clippers.
Paul Pierce.
So he brings some good veteran clutch. I keep telling y'all, man, how clutch Paul Pierce is
in the playoffs. I kept saying Blake needs to step up in those key moments because he has too many turnovers. Now Paul Pierce gives you another option. It's like, Blake, turnover, you know what? You're not getting the ball no more. It's going to be Paul Pierce and CP now. You know what I'm saying? So now they have another viable option.
This just came in. It just flashed from NBA.com app. Robin Lopez is going to the Knicks for 4 years. I don't know how much. The Knicks got somebody. I don't know what that's going to do
for them. They got Aaron Aflalo, too.
Yeah. What about, I think this just broke today, Wesley Matthews to the Mavs. Y'all like that?
Yeah, because that's replacing Monty Ellis. And he fits the system and a better on-ball defender than Monty Ellis.
But do you think that he's going to be the same on-ball defender with that Achilles injury?
Portland's in trouble.
You don't know. Yeah, hell yeah.
Batum's gone. Mm-hmm. Matthews is gone.
Aldridge is out of there.
Yeah.
All you got is Daniel.
Now they lost Lopez.
Hold on,
let's talk about the additions. They got Plumlee from Brooklyn. So I think that's a nice.
That's a better Lopez.
Yeah. And then they got Noah Vonleh, which is a prospect. Yeah. So they're not. They don't make the playoffs.
They don't make the playoffs.
But
they're in the West.
You're 100% right. But what does that mean for them next year? Now they're gonna have a high draft pick.
Yeah.
So that's the only way that they're gonna actually be able to build their way out of it.
All right, everybody. That's it, man. That's all of that happened.
In the last two and a half, three days.
All of that. And there's still some players that we didn't talk about, like Jay Crowder going back to Boston, Amir Johnson going to Boston, little Nick Stauskas being traded, stuff like that.
Where did he go?
They changed him to Philly. So there's still some stuff, but we for the most part covered a lot of the big moves
that have a tendency to make impacts on the team. We'll still continue to cover this, so make sure you tune into the podcast every Tuesday, 9 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com/DeadEndSports. Again, shout out to Kyle. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to join us for this conversation, but you know, we'll get his thoughts on some of this stuff you know, on the show. So anything else happen, man, we'll be right here, man. So that's it, man. Appreciate you guys joining us. Make sure you subscribe. We out.